Welcome to News24's audio offering. My name is Njabulo Ngidi. Today we're talking all things Soweto Derby with someone who's played in the game, scored even in that game, Juan Katlego Mphele.
No, thank you for having me. It's a big one. We know that Nge Derby, previous form, I sevens, it doesn't count. So it's all about who wants it on the day, on that moment, and whoever is mentally strong and whoever's going to take their chances, they'll be the one that's going to win the game. The Pilots, I think they will want to prove a point because they were knocked out of the CAF Champions League. And then Chiefs, they still have to qualify for the top eight. It will be a difficult one, and hopefully we'll see goals this one, because the derby is known for the draws and not scoring a lot of goals. So hopefully they'll score goals in this one, and that's what the fans wants to see.
What does it do for a player that every time you go out, whether it's the store or the garage, this is everything that people are talking about, even if there are games in between? How do you not let that affect you?
And you need to focus on this game. So you stay home, you focus, and you do what you have to do. So it's a game, as I said, it's a game that you need to prepare yourself mentally, more than physically, mentally. You need to be strong, because when you go there, you're playing in front of, what, 90,000 plus fans. And though there's noise, you can't hear each other, and you can't hear the coach. So it's a game that you need to be strong.
How did your life change when you joined Chiefs? Because you joined at a time where you'd been a Bafana regular, had done things with the national team, won leagues with Sundowns. But joining Chiefs, how did that change your life?
It was one of my dreams, you know, to join a team like Chiefs. Because when I grew up in a family household, they all supported Kaizer Chiefs, especially my grandfather. So I wish I could have joined Chiefs a bit earlier in my career. But obviously I was happy at Sundowns, so I was doing well at Sundowns. So when the opportunity came at that stage of my career, it was not something that I was going to let pass by or reject, because I was going towards the end of my career, and doesn't happen more often when a team like Chiefs will come for you after in your early 30s or towards the end of your career. So it's an opportunity that I grabbed, because before I went to Chiefs, I was supposed to join Super Sports, and they were offering a longer contract than Chiefs, but it was one of the dreams for me to join them.
And what's your fondest memories of playing in the derby? Because it's a game that you grew up watching.
It was my first derby. I never experienced something like that. Remember, I've played for Sundowns, I've played overseas, even with the national team. I think the derby must be, from the World Cup, the derby must be the second biggest moment I've ever. So it was something else, goosebumps, and everything just closes. And you know, 90,000 people watching you play in the field of play, it's something else.
And as people have worn the jersey, grew up supporting the club, what do you make of the state that the team currently finds itself in? And is there some way you have hope that things can change?
It's a difficult one, because I don't really like to compare the generations, but I think previous years they went out of the way a bit in terms of transfer, how they recruit players and the coaches they bring. So some didn't make sense. I don't know if it's some panic signings or panic buys. I'm not sure. But I'll make an example. The last time I was there, the last time we won the trophy. And when I joined, I was an established player, like you said. I was an international player as well. And when I joined, I couldn't even make it to the first 11. That's how it has changed. And when you look at the bench back then, Stuart Baxter, when they last won the Premier League, you had Yosuyang Nkosi, you had myself, Josta Dladla, you had Brian Kuzwa, you had all these big names who were representing their countries back then. So you can see now where they are, because they rely more on youngsters, Shabalalas. You can't give those boys such a big burden. So you need to have that experience. And I feel like when you also replace someone like Kune, you need to bring in people that have same personality or maybe same experience. Obviously, I can't say the same quality, because Kune was Kune. So I think it's something that they didn't check when they were doing all these new signings.
And I mean, a lot of people, even Dr. Patrice mentioned it, that South African football needs a striving Chiefs because of what they bring. What does a winning Chiefs bring to the South African football?
Yeah, he's right. If Chiefs wins, everyone is happy. So you'll see on Saturday, you always see on Saturday when Chiefs Pirates come together. So we need Chiefs and Pirates.
And as someone who's one of the best strikers this country has produced, like, what do you think is the trouble at Chiefs in terms of when you look at the current squad, especially this season? Like, they're creating chances, they're getting in those positions, but they're not converting. And what advice would you give to the Duprees, the Dubas, and all those who are carrying this responsibility of getting goals for Chiefs?
So I think they need to calm down a bit, and you know, composure is important, because I've seen them scoring goals before, but now they're missing, like, clear chances. It doesn't make sense. That's why I'm saying maybe it's a lack of
confidence.
But also, I always tell the strikers, stay behind, do extra training for yourself, you know, get used to hitting the net, and automatically the game will come natural, because coaches doesn't have enough time to do this finishing drills and stuff during the week, because they need to prepare for the games tactically and other things. So, but again, the players are they the Chiefs material? You can ask yourself that question again. Also, they need to look at themselves, or maybe they're not good enough to play for such a team with big pressure. That comes with big pressure. So maybe Chiefs will go again to the market and try to get,
Is there such a thing that you can be good at your so-called small team, but when you get here, because you look at someone like Ranga, for instance,
yes,
who's one of the best strikers on the continent, brilliant in the Confed, doing great numbers for Marumo, but at Chiefs it feels like it's a different player. Same with Dupree, like the Dupree at Stellies was even at Bafana. But now you wonder, like, where's that guy?
Because the pressure is different there, you know. The pressure is different on the Chiefs. When you play for the teams you mentioned, there's not too much pressure, you know. You're allowed to miss a clear chance and come back the following week and miss another one. The Chiefs, you can't do that. So even myself, when I joined, but you need to pick yourself up and remember who you are. And as I said, you stay behind you until you get it right. And that's the only way.
And there was a point in your career where fans were also on your back. I mean, Pizzo was one of your greatest defenders. And we've seen that happening with the likes of Ranga, even Kingston before. How do you deal with that when your own fans are booing you and sort of doing all of these things to not let it affect you?
Hey, Melutrin and Dota, I told you, you need to be mentally strong to deal with such things, because it's not only physically and tactically. You need to be strong, because once we're entertaining that thing, you're out. So you need to be strong. But you also need to have your teammates, coaches, and everyone supporting you. Otherwise, if you don't have that, you're going to suffer.
Do you think it's something that can work in the South African context, in that, I mean, at some point, Liverpool had a throw-in coach because of how detailed the game is, to invest in having a strikers coach? Because it's something that we've been speaking about for such a long time, that it's a problem nationally, but we've not done things differently to change that.
Yeah, it's something that we need to look at. We've been talking about it for years, because striking position is the same as a goalkeeper position. They're sensitive, you know. You need to be specified. You need to be someone who needs to, because people, strikers, forget the movements. When you go like 5 games without scoring, you forget the right techniques, right movements. So I think we need striker coaches.
And as we're about to wrap, who do you think needs 3 points the most in this game on Saturday?
I'll say Chiefs, because if they don't win this one, and you'll never know Chiefs next week how they're gonna come out. If they don't win this one and they don't make it in the top 8, like, it will be bad for South African football. With Pirates, I think they've pushed themselves. They've pushed themselves, and they deserve credit. You know, they went out of the CAF semifinals. They're also going to the finals, right? Against Chiefs, so. No, both teams need 2 points, because I think it will be the the preparations for the finals of the Nedbank.
But when you look at Pirates, I know the Rivero leaving, it's made like the what is achieved in the last three seasons has been immense. But is it enough in the Pirates context? Because this is a team that's now going on. I mean, a lot is said about Chiefs going on 10 years without a trophy. Pirates last won a league in 2012.
I think for Pirates, it's a different story. I think he's done extremely well since he came in. Because you look at the players he brought in, most of them are the young boys from development. And he put faith in these players, and he's won a couple of trophies, right? And now he might finish second. He pushed to the CAF semifinals. I think the man deserves credit. I think he's done enough. And
is second enough?
Well, if you compete with a team like Sundowns with that budget, then it's enough. I mean, they went and bought a player for 60 million. Mm. That's why for Sundowns and Motsepe, it's not enough just to win local domestic trophies. They won the Champions League, and they won the FIFA World Cup, because this is where they're supposed to be. With all these players they're bringing in from South America and all over, they're on another level. So if Chiefs and Pirates push, if Pirates can push them up to so far, I think they've done a great job.
And then lastly, what's your prediction on Saturday?
I want Chiefs to win. It's difficult. I want them to win because I've played for them. They're my former team. And if Sundowns not playing, I support Chiefs. But this season, they've been boiling hot and cold. So, what's the score? I'll go 1-1. I'll sit on the fence. I'll go 1-1. Because, you know, I think Pirates, they're still tired from the travelings and all the games they've played. But I'm not sure if Chiefs can capitalize on that. So I'll go 1-1.
Thanks for your time, Kilan. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.